I was telling you, we ate dinner with the Mormons. Also, we ate a bite after we got back from the air show, and then we went to church with them over there. So we just got home a little bit ago. It's 9:30 now here. I guess the girls told you all about the party here the other night. It was, at least it was kind of unusual, saying the least about it. It was quite a deal, a lot of people here. I think everybody enjoyed it, they seemed to. We want to go fishing tomorrow up to Ute. I don't know whether we don't get off tomorrow or not. I hadn't asked Andy yet for go. And Mom's fixing to leave Tuesday, and got to get our quarterly income tax off, and I got to get some information sent in on our income tax that they're wanting. So I don't know just what time we'll get off tomorrow. If we get off, maybe Tuesday before we get off. If Andy let me go. We've got to take Kay's car down to Leonard Coffey's in the morning. Our neighbor across the street here backed his Jeep into it, Mr. Ed Clark. Bent the back fender in a little bit. He said he'd pay for it, said he had insurance. Saw Leonard Saturday evening, and he said, well, bring it down in the morning, and they would fix it tomorrow. Said they might not get through with it, but said they didn't, they finish it Tuesday. You know Leonard, he's slow as he is, so it may take him 2 days. Didn't bend it very bad, but it did bend it in a little bit. So I guess get that fixed while we go fishing. I've been toning my Jeep up a little bit and getting it ready to go. Eddie and Jenny are supposed to be here the 21st of this month. They're flying down and they're wanting to go to Red River. We're about ready to go too. We'll try to get Kay to go with us. I don't know whether she will or not. I think maybe she will. Take her up there and snowball her then, some of that snow up there. We got your tape Friday. Sure glad to hear from you. Enjoyed the tape very much. Hope when you get this and you can turn around and send us another. We always enjoy hearing what you have to say on the tapes. Dale got him a new car. It's a Plymouth. I don't know just what it was called. In fact, I didn't look at it much. I looked inside of it. It's pretty inside. Maybe Kay know. It's brown, and the interior and the inside of it's black. It's got bucket seats and the shifts in the floor like Kay's car. It's a pretty little car.
Dale's car it's called a Sports Satellite. It's the Plymouth that your dad said, and it's real nice. He got it used. He didn't buy it new. He said it had 3,000 miles on it when he got it, so he's real pleased with it. He said he had a brand new Montego ordered, and it was already in, and everything. All he had to do was go pick it up when he found this one, and he just called him and told him he didn't want it. He looks real good. He's lost a lot of weight, and we decided he'd grown up an awful lot. Maybe he seems a lot more settled, but he sure doesn't know what he wants to do. I think he's thinking about going back to school and working on his master's, but I think he's going to do that just so he can find him a girl. I think that's what he wants to do more than anything, is what Sherry said. But anyway, I sure hope, you know, Linda Haley got married, and I think that kind of upset him a little bit. Not much, as much as anything could upset Dale. Oh, you can stay. Well, I went out to Janet's last night, took Shay back. These little girls in the neighborhood, Jan Young next door and Linda Martin, have decided that they want, in Vacation Bible School, we were talking about service, and so we talked to them about having this little Bible class in the neighborhood, and I told them how some girls had been doing it in Abilene, and they got all enthused and had one that very afternoon that we talked about it. So they had about four little kids out here in the backyard, and I fixed the Kool-Aid for them, and then I guess their ideas got kind of big, and they decided they wanted to have it at the church and show a film, and so they put it on the radio, and they didn't do too bad. They got two. They had two little boys that don't go to church there at all, and their mother brought them in because they'd heard it on the radio. So two is really good if they can get two that time and then do it again. But I encouraged them to keep it in the neighborhood so that they wouldn't have a problem with transportation, because your mom and I had to take them down there and bring them home. And not that we minded, because we did want them to help. We did want to encourage them, but not for them to do it on their own and be able there's this, all those kids at that trailer park over there, they'd be able to get up there without any problem, I'm sure. But anyway, they had had this class in the backyard, and so, I mean, at the church, and Janet had come in with the kids, so I took Shay. And then I just took Shay on home with me, and I told Janet I'd bring her out later. So I went out, must have been about 6, and she and Clyde were over at the store, and I had some, we had some bananas and some pineapple that was left from the party, and I took them out there. See, you'll be excited to know that Janet and I made a banana nut cake, and I made some brownies, and except I did it, and she helped with the kids. But anyway, I did want you to know that I was trying to learn something, but I'm really more anxious to learn about the canning and how she puts up her food. So you'll probably be able to, you could teach me how to do that, couldn't you? You better. Well, but anyway, we had a real enjoyable eating. Pretty bad storm came up, and we just waited till it passed over, and then Shay and I came on back to town. But I just really did enjoy it. And Jimmy's here now, and I think he's going to move his stuff in over here tonight. I feel so sorry for him. I don't know if he really wants to take this job or not. I guess he does. But anyway, he's going to try to work at this film station up here at nights, too. So I don't know. I hate to see him work so hard, because when he really doesn't have to. I don't guess. But anyway, I talked to Cheryl tonight, and she was leaving to go back to Lubbock. She and Tito were going to go together, drive along together. And they were going to leave at 7, and it's 9:30 now, and they still haven't gotten off. But I hope she'll be all right. I think I'd be scared to death to stay all summer by myself after I'd once been married anyway. But I hope that everything goes real well, and I hope everything turns out real good for them. I really am looking forward to this fishing trip. Your dad's promised now that he's going to teach me how to catch the good fish, so we'll see. No, I really am, though. Get a good tan, too. I just appreciate so much, Gary, your writing and everything, and those pictures are so good. I really enjoyed them. I showed them at the party the other night, and I guess I was a little bit embarrassed, but not too much. Your dad took out some of them, but not enough. No. At least he didn't get the commentary you wrote along with it. No. But anyway, I just want you to know I sure am thinking about you, and it's exactly 77 days today. That's exactly 11 weeks, so that isn't bad at all. And after we get under 10, by the time we really go by fast, and I'm just so anxious for every day to get by. But I just can't imagine what that day in Lubbock will be like. It's on my mind all the time, and you are too. Well, I love you so much, and just want you to know that I'm really thinking about you, and I'm going to leave the rest of this for your mother, and I'll write you a letter tonight, okay? Bye-bye.
Buddy, I worked on my sewing machine a little bit tonight and sewed about a foot with it, and it worked just real good. And then I started back over the same foot. You know, I turned to him up and was going to redo it. And the thing just went all haywire again, and I worked on it some more and finally got it going and finished up that foot. And I don't think I'm going to touch it anymore, so don't worry about us. We'll get along fine. I may get rid of it. And
give it to him.
I'll give it to you. How's that? Case told me to, so if...
I don't want it.
Yeah, she said she wanted it. Oh, did they tell you about Mom's company from California? One of her nieces, Leona Wheaton.
LaMarilis.
Yeah. You remember LaMarilis? It's her mother. And LaMarilis' aunt are here, and they're going to stay till, I think they plan to go, Mom's going with them, and they're all going to Fort Worth Tuesday, I believe. But anyway, she was encouraging Kay to come to see her when y'all get to California. And I hope you can. They have a mobile home, mobile park there where they can park trailers. And
she told us that we could stay with LaMarilis and that she had some real crazy friends.
And I believe her. No, I don't know what about LaMarilis, but... She's you can't help but like her, but she sure was kind of funny. And she's been trying to contact Ralph Winter. Do you remember him? Well, I just can't imagine those two together. That's just too funny for words. We had a real good day at the Mormons. It was a lot of fun, and then the air show was real good, and then we came back and went to church with them tonight at Clovis, and heard Mardell Lynch, and he's a real good preacher, and we enjoyed it. What I was tell him.
Your daddy said he heard somebody snoring, and he's too embarrassed to look around because he just knew it was Mr. Mormon, and then all of a sudden he heard him jerk real loud and snore real loud. He decided he must have waked himself up.
I think he kind of woke Rain up. He may not ever go to sleep in church again. No, he said it was kind of funny. He couldn't figure out just exactly where it was coming from. Then all of a sudden he woke him up, or Mr. Arthur woke up with a snort and kind of woke up. Oh, me. We're sure looking forward to this fishing trip. I don't know. Clyde and Janet are talking about coming up, and I hope they can bring the kids. I think it'd be a real good opportunity for the kids to get to fish a little, and I wouldn't mind keeping them a night or two, even two, but I know they'll get tired, so I hope we can work it out so they can come up and pick them up. And I think it'd be a real good time for them to get to go and not stay very long. Well, Gary, I'm going to sign off here and let Kay talk to you some more about, she called Angelo, and we're sure having a lot of fun, and I wish she could stay on, and maybe she can. We'll see about it, okay? We're nearly out, so I'm going to let her talk.
Well, I called Mother and Daddy, and Faye and the boys have been there since last Thursday, and they leave and brought a friend of his with him, so Mother's had a lot to do, and I'm afraid she hadn't weathered the storm too well, but she didn't call, so I guess they didn't feel like they needed me, so I still plan on going home this weekend, and maybe I can get some things done, and then possibly get back in time to go to Red River with your folks. If I don't, though, I'll just save that trip so I can make it with you, okay? Nothing much else has happened, but the tape looks like it's just about gone. So I just thought I'd tell you that this has been a rather unorganized. Hope you've enjoyed, and I love you, Gary, and I'm thinking about you.